Isaiah chapter 42. Look, my servant whom I support, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, or make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will bring forth justice with faithfulness. He will not grow faint or be discouraged until he has established justice on earth. The coastlands will expectantly wait for his teaching. This is what the Sovereign Lord says, he who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and everything that lives on it, who spread out the earth and everything that lives on it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and protect you. I will give you as a covenant for the people and a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, and those who sit in darkness out of prison. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, or my praise to carved idols. Look, the earlier predictions have come to pass, and now I prophesy new things. Before they spring forth, I tell you about them. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, you who go down to the sea and all that is in it, the distant coastlands and those who live there. Let the desert and its towns lift up their voices, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the mountaintops. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastal regions. The Lord goes out like a war hero. He will stir up his zeal like a warrior. He gives the battle cry. Yes, he shouts out loud. He shows his might against his enemies. I have held my peace for a long time. I have been still and restrained myself. Now I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by a way they do not know. In unknown paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and level the rough places. These things I will do, and I will not forsake them. Those who trust in carved images will be turned back and be utterly put to shame. Those who say to metal images, you are our gods. Listen, you who are deaf, look, you who are blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? Who is deaf but the messenger whom I send? Who is blind as my covenant partner, and blind like the Lord's servant? You see many things, but you do not comprehend them. Your ears are opened, but you do not hear. It pleased the Lord for his righteousness' sake to magnify the law and make it glorious. But this is a people robbed and plundered. They are all trapped in holes and hid in prisons. They have become plunder with no one to rescue them, carried off as spoil with no one to say, bring them back. Who is there among you who will listen to this? Who will pay attention and hear in the time to come? Who gave Jacob up for spoil and Israel to the robbers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned, in whose ways they refused to walk and whose law they would not obey? Therefore he poured on them his fierce anger and the fierceness of battle. It surrounded them with fire. Yet they did not understand. It burned them up. Yet they did not take it to heart. Isaiah chapter 42.